the Novo.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Puff Daddy, then Puff, then P Diddy. It's Diddy gone.
Did he change it? Did he not?
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Oh, good morning, Crevo. Nearly halfway through the week.
Oh, yeah. It's a good good day this morning.
Very, very happy.
Yeah?
Halfway.
Well, are we halfway? It's only Tuesday.
Okay.
Oh, it's Wednesday. Yeah,
it's
we
Wednesday.
Are.
It's Wednesday. And give it till, what, 7 o'clock in the morning, and then we'll officially be halfway through
That's
the week.
That's true. What did you get up to yesterday?
Yesterday,
after the show?
Basically went and slept because naps are life. But and ended up filling up the food pantry at Hamilton.
Oh, good.
Yeah, went to Woolies, got some noodles and some baked beans and spaghetti, all that kind of stuff. Really yeah. happy because I went there last week and it was empty.
Yeah.
There was nothing in there. Went there yesterday and there was actually some good stuff in there. So I was very happy with that. Obviously, the community getting involved with that. If you haven't seen it, Food Not Bombs on Facebook, and they basically fill up this pantry at Hamilton Station. And anyone who is struggling to find a meal can go there and grab some food.
Yeah, it doesn't
no
matter.
No judgment.
Yeah, there's no requirements or anything. It's just
free pantry.
If you need something to eat,
yep.
That's what, you know, and that's what's so good about this community that we live in is that, you know, they support and look out for each other.
What was really cool is there was a couple of like individual things there of like home-baked banana bread. Mm. So someone's gone to the trouble of making this banana bread for the sole purpose of this pantry, which is really cool. Like, if I knew about that a while ago, I would have done that when I had an oven.
Well, you could do it in the air fryer.
I could do it in the air fryer, but it's probably not the same.
Also, you know, whatever you want to donate or put in there is helpful,
well,
right?
Well, they just say, take what you need, leave what you can, is what their little message
That's a good message. How brilliant.
Hey, good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
How was your afternoon?
Not too bad. Didn't really get up to very much.
So you left here quite late,
yeah,
you were saying.
Standard, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock? And happens. Oh, you're out of here by like 11.
Yeah, well, stuff to do.
Not yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Not yesterday.
You're a manager as well as a news person.
Yes.
So you've got many things to do.
Yes, some days you just can't get out.
Or
no.
Getting stationery in. Ordering it in,
yep.
Checking it's all there,
exactly.
Et cetera.
Yeah, that's definitely Jess's job, Crevo. That's exactly
that's
exactly what she gets
do,
up to.
Make sure
1 o'clock in the afternoon.
The Novos. For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
So, Jess, the sod has been officially turned on the new health and innovation precinct at John Hunter Hospital. Now, this is worth $835 million.
Yeah, so this is massive. This is going to expand the John Hunter to a huge degree. The intensive care capacity is going to be increased by 60%. Oh. There's going to be much more ED treatment space, also neonatal care units as well. It's going to be huge. We were there yesterday. The Health Minister, Brad Hazard, was there to do the ceremonial turning of the sod, which marks
good.
The official start of construction. So it's all set to be done by 2026. But
beautiful.
John Hunter, it's like one of the largest hospitals in the state. So this is going to be huge.
Now, Jess, yesterday you were at a sod turning at Stockton. Oh, the day before, sorry.
Yes.
Then yesterday this. Is it a special shovel? Like, do they, or is it the same shovel? Is it a golden shovel? What's the situation? Because you're at so many of these sod turnings, like, I can hardly keep up.
Well, yesterday I was actually really surprised. It wasn't just a shovel they'd bought from Bunnings. It was engraved.
Oh,
there you go.
Is that Brad Hazard's shovel he carries around to all of these things?
I wish I could say yes, but no. There were like 6 or 7 of them all there, all engraved yesterday.
So when he retires, everyone's just going to sign a shovel by the sound of
yeah,
things.
Give him a shovel.
Yeah, that's it.
One thing interesting as well, they're going to include 900 new car spaces as well, which I'm very happy about. Because sometimes going to John Hunter Hospital, it's a pain in the butt.
Exactly.
When you need to get a park.
Exactly. Well, parking has always been atrocious.
Hopefully that solves a lot of that. Then we go out to Muswellbrook. hub of the universe. Was there a shooting? What's the situation out there?
Yeah, so apparently on Monday night, there was a guy was shot on Anzac Parade. Police went there, found a 31-year-old who had a gunshot wound to his stomach.
God.
Yeah, this guy was taken to the John Hunter Hospital. He's still there. He's still last reported to be in a serious condition. A 20-year-old man was arrested a short time later. He was in court yesterday. He was charged with discharge a firearm intending to cause grievous bodily harm, which he certainly did.
I always find it strange with that. He didn't get charged for attempted murder because, like, wouldn't you think shooting someone?
Well, you'd think, but I mean, I guess he's only just been arrested and charged. He'll have to go back to court.
Yeah. They got to get him for something.
Make it the easy one first.
That's it. And it's all, of course, you know, allegedly at the moment.
Allegedly.
Yes.
Well, it's quite interesting that they got him that day. Well done to the police in Muswellbrook.
Oh, yeah. You know, once you talk to someone, who knows, they may have been known to each other. We're still trying to get some details about it, so.
Well, I'm sure you'll have all the first details as that one unfolds.
Yeah, we'll do another news update at 5:30 with Jess. It is 5:14.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
The fact that I said I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you need to know.
The Novos, local as New FM.
All right, so extraordinary story, and imagine the headache of this. You've got a USB stick, you're working, say, for the local council or whatever, and this happened to this guy. He had this USB stick which contained the data from every single person in the city that he lived in, right? This is 460,000 people, their tax data and their bank account information. You'd be pretty careful with said USB stick. I'd imagine something like that would be carried in a briefcase with a
lock and key.
Lock and key.
Maybe.
Or little combination lock. It's always 007 if anyone ever
wants. Of course it is.
If everyone wants to open like a combination briefcase.
Yeah.
He lost it.
No. Mate, what have you done?
We'll get into the details of how he lost it.
All right.
Just out and about in town as well.
Oh, geez.
Not ideal.
Not ideal at all. All right, we'll get into the details after Harry Styles.
The Novos.
And for this next story, we travel to Amagasaki, which is a small industrial city in Japan.
Yeah.
A lot like Newcastle. It's by the water, like has ocean sort of situation.
Like steel town.
Yeah, it relies on industry. And this guy is working for the council. And he had to like transfer this data from the council building to one of the call centers. So it had a lot of important personal information for every single person in the city. So it had like their names, date of birth, bank account information, all of this stuff.
Okay, yeah.
So he whacks it on a USB because, I don't know, they couldn't send it, whatever. And then
the file was too big.
It would have been for 460,000 residents.
You can't Dropbox that.
Once again, roughly the same size as Newcastle.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway, so he whacks it on a USB and then he has to take it to work at the call center the next day. Right? But, you know, in Japan, they have this big tradition of going out with your, like, workmates after work and getting on the beers.
Of course you do. It's a rite of passage.
Well, it is a tradition in Japan. In fact, a lot of office workers are expected to do that and then turn up to work the next day.
Oh, that's a bit brutal.
Well, it's just the way it is. Anyway, so they went to this restaurant. They're drinking and stuff. At 3 a.m., he woke up. He'd fallen asleep on the street.
Oh, dear.
And the USB bag was gone.
Mate.
No idea where it's gone. That's it. So,
that information right there would be worth so much on the black market.
Well, you would have thought so. But, you know, Japan, they're often known for, like, if you leave something or whatever, it just gets picked up and returned to a safe place or whatever.
Oh, please tell me that happened.
All's well that ends well.
Ah, good. So old mate's not getting fired.
No, it didn't like fall down a drain or something or get stolen. Some like good thinking citizen.
Good Samaritan.
Has taken it to like the police station or whatever. Oh, this man's lost his bag. He took the next day off work because you imagine you woke up, the bag is gone.
Oh.
You imagine what's running through your mind.
First of all, you're nursing a hangover.
Yeah.
Second of all, you don't want to have to go to work with a hangover. Thirdly, you've lost the one thing that
was entrusted
should
to you.
Should not be losing.
Half 460,000 people's personal information, every single person in the city, on that USB stick. Gone.
He's lucky. He is one. You know what? Go buy yourself a lotto ticket, mate. Powerball is worth like 20 mil. Go buy yourself
one. I think he is the sort of guy that would, by the sounds of it, doesn't mind a party,
doesn't mind a night
out, or a little risk, a cheeky gamble, by the sounds of it.
I just can't believe. See, if that was me,
yeah,
nah, it wouldn't have got handed back. I would have been fired.
You're not that kind of luck.
No,
you don't have that kind
I
of
don't
luck.
Have that kind of luck.
Oh,
not
well,
at
this
all.
Guy,
well, I'm glad
very lucky.
I'm glad everything worked out for him, and now he's never going out after work ever again.
I would think so. I'd hope so.
You think he would have learned his lesson?
Definitely.
Hey, up next, we know with Big Brother being on air at the moment, there are some notable absences because we've had a fair few people on there who were in previous seasons, obviously, of Big Brother. There are, as I said, notable absences. There are reasons behind it, though.
Right.
Financial reasons.
Interesting, because this is supposed to be like best of the best.
Best of the best, like Reggie is the main one I know.
Yeah.
She was on like season one or two or can't, I think it was two,
yeah,
maybe three. But one of the ones from her season isn't on there, and it is a financial issue. I'm going to give you the reasons why.
The Novos.
I always love the Big Brother opener.
Yeah,
I don't
the
know why.
Music.
The music just gets you pumped.
Something about it.
Yeah, the thing is, though, at the moment it is on air and they've got all the old favourites from all the previous seasons of Big Brother to compete against each other. Very interesting. As I said before, the only one I really liked was Reggie.
Right, and Reggie's on there.
Reggie's on there. So people were questioning why certain other people weren't involved. Maybe they weren't invited to the Big Brother house.
This is supposed to be like the biggest people from the shows ever.
Exactly.
Right?
So the biggest, the best of the best of Big Brother should be on this show. And I'm just putting it out there, the best of the best weren't on there.
Who's missing?
So
notably,
for me in particular, Sarah Marie. You might remember Sarah Marie from season one or season two. I can't remember exactly which one it was.
Okay.
But she wore the bunny ears, the pajamas, and did this thing called the bum dance.
Right. And a lot of people, that was famous.
A lot of people
frosted
it. In the early 2000s, it was a thing. She ended up releasing a single after Big Brother.
Pre-twerking.
Yeah. Exactly. So apparently she really wanted to be on it, but she wanted an appearance fee. Everyone else is like getting apparently like $100 a day to be on Big Brother.
Okay, it's just sort of your regular kind of daily reality TV money.
Yeah, pretty much. No. What are they filming for? 8 weeks?
Yeah.
She wanted $150,000 from Channel 7 to appear on the latest season of Big Brother.
Jeez.
Not going to happen, Zal. Then,
not enough.
A couple of more notable names that you sometimes forget were on
Big Brother in the past.
Chrissy Swan.
Oh, yeah, of course.
She was on Big Brother, so she was approached and gave her fee, didn't take it. Bitsy.
Oh, right, radio
Bitsy,
personality.
Remember Bitsy?
Down in Sydney.
And Blair McDonough. So Blair McDonough came, he was the runner-up of the first season of Big Brother.
Yeah.
And everyone thought he was going to win because he was a very good-looking rooster.
Yeah.
And then another guy, I think it was Ben.
That's right.
He took the title out.
When
Blair ended up
it.
Getting a role on Neighbours, by the way.
Oh, really?
Off the back of Big Brother. So Chrissy Swan, Fitzy and Blair all asked for upwards of $200,000 to appear on the latest season of Big Brother.
Now, that might seem like a lot of money, but I think for their level of fame, I don't think that's unreasonable.
Not really, when you think about it. Can you think, like, Chrissy Swan's on a show on Channel 10 at the moment.
Oh, yeah, she'd be earning
Fitzy's
way more.
Fitzy's probably on Bang because he's got a radio show in Sydney.
Yeah, and he's on TV as well.
I don't really know what Blair's doing right now. I haven't heard his name for a long, long time. But $200,000, you think they would have been draw cards for Channel 7?
Well, you would have thought so. Because those people are already personalities in their own right.
Yeah.
You have to pay for that stuff. And I had this friend who used to work in like the payroll of a TV station.
Yeah.
And those fees, I tell you now, are not that much.
No.
They are paying way more to like heaps of people who are just occasionally on TV.
Mm.
You know,
well, maybe for this, it would have, because I'm not sure what the ratings are for Big Brother at the moment.
Maybe not good enough.
No. Well, maybe next time they'll get Sarah Marie, they'll get Blair McDonough, and they'll get Chrissy Swan and Fitzy.
And get the ratings that they actually want.
Who knows? Let's check in with the Hunter's 100% local newsroom next.
The Novos.
They're local ads.
But apparently, he's woken up. Why didn't you yell for me?
And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I did!
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
New FM.
All right, it is 6:04 in the morning, Crevo.
Yes.
You can't smell the coffee yet. I've got to wait for you to smell the coffee, especially at Gamble and Brown at Katara Home Centre. Now, they just celebrated their 6th birthday with a new menu and all the old favourites from the deli available daily. The way to get yourself a $50 voucher is to conquer Lads versus Lasses. Now, the Lads are on 51, the Lasses are on 48. We're a little bit behind. We need to catch up. We need one guy and one girl to play Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes. This competition can sometimes be a little bit brutal, but...
It is. It's tough.
But we've got to make it tough because this is an amazing prize.
Oh, isn't it? What?
Coffee and breakfast on us at the amazing team at Gamble and Brown. If you want to play Lads versus Lasses, if you think you are the premium male or the premium female in Newcastle and the Hunter, you got to do it 13-10-09.
Yeah, call now 13-10-09 if you want to play. Now, I've just Googled Gamble and Brown, like, to look at some of the food that they have.
Don't do that. You'll start drooling all over your laptop.
I have because, and they have this, like, burger and fries, the chunkiest chips you've ever seen with an aioli.
Yum.
Oh, I'm all about that.
You know, I'm normally a chips and gravy gal, but chips and aioli, probably a strong second.
Oh, if you think that beats, it's better than gravy, aioli. But that's a debate for another day.
Debate for another day. If you want to play Lads versus Lasses, let's do it next. One guy, one girl, 13-10-09.
The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses. Thank you.
Now, it looks like we still need a lad on 13-10-09. If you want to play Newcastle's Ultimate Battle of the Sexes game to score yourself a $50 voucher for Gamble and Brown at Katara Home Centre. They just celebrated their 6th birthday with a new menu and all the old favourites from the deli available daily. Guys, come on, you got to step up to the plate.
And don't, like, call us up if you know stuff. If you're a tradie that knows stuff, or a smart bloke, this is your chance.
I love that. Call us if you know stuff.
Prove your knowledge, right?
You're not narrowing it down. You need to know the ladies.
Well, look, a lot of blokes do. We'll be right. We got this. We're ahead, so we're obviously better
true.
At this
yeah,
game.
You're on 51. The last is on 48.
Don't forget that, Meg.
I'll forget that every day of the week.
Let's meet our lady now, Sharon from Cameron Park, a care worker, loves her camping and thinks Hugh Jackman is hot stuff. Says she's all over this for the lasses. Good morning, Sharon, the Hugh Jackman lover. Hello.
Hello.
Are you ready to take this on?
Yes.
Okay, question number one for you. What does the brand Cummins primarily make?
Diesel engine?
Sure is. Yeah. One on the board. Next question is multiple choice. Which of the following barbecues uses charcoal as the fuel? Is it A, the Weber Ranch Kettle, B, the Matador Tempo 1, or C, the Weber Baby Q?
The first one.
That is correct.
Oh,
2
God,
out of 2.
This is so good.
You're some kind of genius. All right, question 3. What is the company Newlon known for making?
Oil.
Oh, it sure is.
Louise, Sharon. Oh, how
clean,
good.
Clean, sweet.
Clean, sweet. That means we're going to Matt in Fletcher. He's a government worker. Good morning, Matt.
Morning.
Morning. You ready to take this on? You need to get all 3 correct, okay? No pressure.
Yeah, none at all.
All right.
Got this.
Question 1. Rouge is another name for which makeup product?
No idea.
Take a stab. Random makeup product.
Mascara.
Lush.
Oh, God.
That means Sharon is our winner. Hey, Shaz.
Thank you.
You are going to Gamble and Brown, babe. Well done.
Thank you.
How good.
$50 to spend there.
Oh, we're nearly at the 50s. 49 for the lasses, 51 for the lads.
Lads been on 50s for a while now. Yeah, no big deal.
Whatever.
Hey, you would have heard this in the news like probably about a week ago. The Jumbo Floating Restaurant. It's this huge boat floating restaurant situation in Hong Kong.
Mm.
Very famous. In a lot of Jackie Chan films, the Queen's been there, heaps of other celebrities have been there.
Yeah.
And then it was this, sort of this big story that they like towed it out to sea and it sunk, right? You would have heard this.
I did. I thought it was closed down, but apparently, yeah, it sunk.
It sunk to the, like, in a deep part of the ocean as well. They're trying to tow it. It was a whole situation. Apparently, it's a bit of a fake news situation happening. Might not be sunk at all. We've got to get into this next and unpack the mystery of the Jumbo Floating Restaurant.
All right, we'll do it next. The Novos.
All right, so you would have heard this story about the Jumbo Floating Restaurant and how, you know, this thing had sunk. It was on, like, every news service in the world. There's this sort of, I guess, global appeal of this restaurant because it's been so famous in so many, like, movies, TV shows. The Queen has visited there.
Royalty's been on it.
Yeah,
so.
Obviously, it was a like during the pandemic, it lost a lot of money, and that's why it basically got sold or whatever. So they were going to tow it away, like tow it somewhere else. I think it was being sold to Vietnam or something like that.
Interesting,
right?
Who would buy a giant floating restaurant?
Well, yeah, I guess it is a unique item, but if you find the right buyer, it's the only place that you can like get one.
I do think we need to set the scene though.
Okay, let's do this. Okay, so then we hear this story, and this, I definitely heard this in the news, that this thing had sunk.
Yeah.
Right? It was completely gone. However, when you look into it further, then there started to be reports that it had like partly capsized, but not sunk. And then now there's reports saying that it hasn't sunk at all. So
I'm very confused.
Well, I'm very confused as well because I'm obviously not in Hong Kong, so I can't see what's going on.
Mm.
But it's, I don't know, is this an insurance sort of situation? Our boat has sunk. Because there was, like, it got more complicated because there wasn't, like, when a boat sinks, especially something of that size in that part of the world, you have to make a report within 24 hours.
Okay.
Right? And no report was lodged. Then, like,
someone surely would have noticed if it had gone missing, considering its size.
Well, yeah, but once you're out at sea, there's not like that sort of monitoring. If it happens in a harbour or something,
yeah,
it's absolutely the situation. The mystery like continues at this point. Has this thing partly capsized? Is it like some sort of insurance job or something like that?
Did someone actually sink it on purpose or something like that, or it's not?
Exactly, right. So at this point, like, I'm reading multiple different sources, which are all telling different stories. So
the insurance company's like, well, we've heard this, then we've read this, and then we've read this. I don't know.
Well, it's worth quite a lot of money. So you can be sure that, like, a proper investigation will happen.
Of course.
And as we find out more, I'm going to, like, uncover this because I'm fascinated by what's really going on with this jumbo floating restaurant.
Would you go on this floating restaurant?
Oh, absolutely. I love that sort of thing.
It looks very, like, for me, it looks a bit gaudy.
Yeah, oh yeah, of course it is. That's the idea. It was designed to look like a Chinese palace.
Of course it was. Floating Chinese palace.
Exactly. Anyway, so look, we're not really closer, but we know a bit more about it. And when we find out what's really happening, and this will be uncovered.
Yeah.
There's no doubt, because it's like unfolding right now.
Crevo will not sleep until he gets the full details.
Not a chance. The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Do not mix this with alcohol, and what do they do? Jager Bomb.
The Novos.
Real big bowl of cereal you have in there, Meg.
Local as New FM.
So Monday night, Emmy and I went to the Town Hall Hotel at Waratah.
Oh, good feed.
Good feed. They had the 2-for-1 schnitzel night. It's like, excellent.
Can't go past 2-for-1 schnitty. Oh, my God.
Exactly. So we get in there, and as soon as we walked in, right, the lady at the bar goes, schooner of dark ale and schooner of Bolter, and points at us.
Oh, no.
And we were like, yep.
You've become those people.
What do you do? Like, they knew our order exactly.
See, it's that time where I'd switch my order up just to be a pain in the ass.
Well, no, because that's the exact beers that we wanted.
Yeah.
So we're just sort of like, oh, what do you do? It's like a little bit awkward. I guess we've become regulars.
You're a regular. It's like when you walk into a coffee shop.
And they already start making...
Latte, two sugars, soy milk.
They already start making it.
Yeah.
You know, she already got the two glasses out and started to pour.
Oh, my God. Hey, you know what? That's good service. Well done to the townie.
Yeah, exactly. This is what I thought we could do. 13:10:09, where do they know your order? And what is it?
Ah, interesting.
So it could be a coffee shop or something. Could be a local pub.
So when I walk into Cappadocia on Beaumont Street, they know now. It's chips, small chips and gravy with chicken salt.
There you go.
They know it.
They know your order.
Yeah.
And there's something. The other good one that I like is when you can walk into somewhere and just say, just the regular thanks.
Yeah, I've never done it.
Neither have I. I'd like
the idea of it, though.
So do I. I think this is the first place where this has happened to me ever in life.
Yeah.
And it was a real thrill. So 13:10:09, where do they know your order and what's the order?
The Novos.
Monday night, went to the Town Hall Hotel Waratah. I get the schnitzel, chips and salad, that sort of thing. 2-for-1 deal. We're like, let's go.
Gotta get the pepper sauce.
Always, right? And we get in there, and as soon as we enter the bar, the lovely lady behind the bar goes, schooner of 2 years old and a schooner of Bolter, and points to us. And we're like, that is our order. How did you know? Of course you know, because we're now regulars, I guess.
You do go there on a regular basis. Sometimes I've heard you go there like nearly 3 nights in a row.
Once or twice. Once or twice is more like it.
And yeah.
Most weeks, but not every week.
I thought it was every week.
Not every week, right?
Well, we're taking your calls on 13:09. Where do they know your order and what is it? Let's go to Trish. Hey, Trish.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. What is, where do they know your order and what is it?
Mine's not for food. Mine's actually my hairdresser.
Yep.
I went to school with her. Her name's Helen Stuckings. And I go in there and she just says, do you want the usual, Trish? And she knows exactly what to do with my hair.
Yeah.
And, all she says to me at the end of it is, do you want all your hair cut or just your fringe? Because usually I like my length, so I just say my fringe.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's really cool. That's the usual.
I don't even have to tell her what to do. She just says your usual. I say, yeah. And most of the ones in the salon know it as well. They come up and say, you're getting your usual, Trish. I said, my usual. So, yeah, so it's good. So,
all the same people go into the salon at the same time. I love it. Thank you, Trish.
That is brilliant. Hoopy is up next in Cessnock. How you doing?
Good, mate.
That's the way. Where do they know your order? And what is it?
Cessnock Leeds Club, and the order's a schooner of gold.
Yeah, and as soon as you enter, they see that. Hoopy, how are you?
Yeah, and then, mate, it's at the bar before, and they've got me badge number all punched in. All I've got to do is pay.
They've remembered your badge number, Hoopy.
Yeah, mate.
I love this so much.
This is brilliant.
So, how often are you going there?
Maybe four days a week.
I love that. So, you know what? That's service as well. You go back to the same place, and when they know that kind of stuff, it just makes you feel good, makes you feel loved.
Yeah.
Makes you feel loved and appreciated.
Yeah.
I love it. I thought my chips and gravy Cappadocia was good, but they remembered the badge number as well.
That's impressive.
It's like remembering someone's PIN code.
Yeah, I know. Or like if you're at the, some sort of like loyalty card number or something, isn't it? Brilliant.
That's really, really cool. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
Pierce Morgan not happy and hitting back at trolls. Also, two details on Britney Spears' wedding day and that gate crasher. Do you know that Jason guy that was her first husband?
Jason Alexander.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've got new details about exactly what went down and how close he got to Britney.
Just on that, is Pierce Morgan ever happy?
Never.
Never.
Absolutely never.
Like, this doesn't seem like a much of a news story, Jackson.
No, it's not.
You know what? It all depends on what he's angry about.
Yeah, that's the good part.
That's the juicy part. We'll get into it next.
The Novos. If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Look, it might be worth me going to the UK giving Piers Morgan a Snickers or something. You need to calm down.
It's so true.
He's always very wound up. This time it's at trolls on Twitter. He's blocking them and deleting them because they've been posting photos of him with some pretty nasty people. I mean, we heard in the news before about Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Jeffrey Epstein situation. You've got Harvey Weinstein. Now, all of these people were very closely linked, or so it looks in photos, to Piers Morgan. He's got a lot of friendly photos with them, and a lot of people are coming out now and saying, oh, mate, like, why are you friends with these people? Now, he's hit out and he said, just remember, and now I'm going to try and decipher this because his insults to people are weird. reminder to all stupefyingly stupid cretins sending me this montage to make me look pathetic. And it got your point. I didn't know any of these people were despicable offenders when the pics were taken. So it's being taken out of context. And he said, that's why I'm blocking everyone. And anyone who wants to send it to me can face legal action. Apparently, he's going to start taking legal action against people who are insinuating that he was friends with them.
Well, I was going to say, if you've got photos with someone, you clearly know them. This isn't really... He can't take them to court, surely.
Well, I guess he probably could because, you know, just because he's got photos with them doesn't mean that he did know anything about them, which is what people are insinuating. So, if you're at an event with someone and say, they come up and they go, can I get a photo with you? It doesn't necessarily mean that you're besties with Harvey Weinstein.
That's
true. But I guess there's got to be some understanding from his point of, like, I understand what it looks like, and maybe just don't add fuel to the fire by responding to it.
He tends to like to add fuel to the fire, though, Piers.
Yeah. I think he, especially in his job, what you got to remember is, firstly, there's that whole situation at events, say, oh, get a photo, whatever. But then there's also, like, even after his show or shows.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, if they've been on the show promoting something or whatever, then... that almost certainly the publicist or whatever is going to want photos.
And of course.
I mean, too, we've got to remember these people at one stage were high society movers and shakers.
They were.
You know what I mean?
Yep. They were held in high regard.
You know? So you don't always know. I will defend Piers Morgan very rarely.
Yeah.
Yes.
But on that one.
He's got a bit of a point
I'll
there.
Give it to him. All right, so we all know that she got married and there was a whole heap of drama. Her husband of 55 hours, Jason Alexander, tried to break into the wedding without being invited. But we've got more details because the preliminary hearing is going on over in the States now. So he's at court. One of the security guards is saying that he was found banging on Britney's locked bedroom door whilst she was inside.
What?
Screaming through it, I want to talk to you, Britney. What are you doing? Are you okay? So apparently it was quite a scary situation where, like, he was too close for comfort. And no one knows what he wanted to do.
So that's awkward. Interesting because I the gist that I got was he was just out the front trying to jump a fence.
He had live streamed that part of it. Now we're getting the details of where he actually got, how far he got. So, yeah, the security guard has testified and said that he was trying to break into Britney's room. Now, we don't know why. We're assuming that he's claimed earlier in the live feed that he was just checking on her mental health and that this isn't some sort of, like, post-conservatorship, like, way of controlling her.
Yeah.
I think she's fine. I just don't think she cares about what people think of her. Do you know what I mean?
No.
She's like me at 10 o'clock at night when I wander down to the servo at the end of my road in my pajamas and thongs. And do you know what I mean?
Living
and I want
US
like a bottle
life.
Of milk. She just doesn't care at this point.
No, people, it was the happiest day of her life.
That's right.
And he was trying to hone in on it.
And I think people need to understand that's why she's acting the way she's acting is because she's just stopped caring what everyone else thinks.
And she never got to do whatever the hell she wanted.
They're local ads. And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Puff Daddy, then Puff, then P Diddy. It's Diddy gone.
Did he change it? Did he not?
You're waking up with the Novos.
Meg and Crevo.
Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Kids across Newcastle and the Hunter, they are in countdown mode right now. School holiday is on Friday.
Oh, everyone, like, it's the same as when you get to the end of the year.
Yeah.
You know, you're so excited.
2 weeks off.
Kids love it.
You know what? I could do with 2 weeks off. Can we do school holidays for our job? I like that.
That would be good.
I'll become a teacher for that. Hey. The best part about school holidays, the winter school holidays in particular, is Disney on Ice. It returns to the Newcastle Entertainment Centre. These school holidays are 7th to the 10th of July. Tickets are on sale now. It is Disney on Ice into the magic.
Oh, how brilliant.
Sounds amazing. So we're going to play Snow Your Disney Songs next. If you know your Disney songs and you think you can sing along, so what we're going to do is play a Disney song, then stop it. Bit of karaoke.
That's right. Imagine yourself down at your local pub doing karaoke. Just got to do one line, basically.
Yeah, that's all you got to do, one line. If you can finish the Disney song that we're going to play, you get yourself a family pass to Disney on Ice Into the Magic. Incredible. 13.09. The lines are open. We are going to play.
The Novos.
Experience the magic when Disney on Ice returns to Newcastle in the July school holidays. Tickets are on sale now.
Ready, go.
This is The Novos. Snow. Your Disney songs.
All right, we're getting you to do a little bit of Disney-themed karaoke, if you will. Not a full song, just the next line.
Yeah.
The song we're going to play to score yourself a family pass to Disney on Ice Into the Magic.
Now,
so
Meg,
excited.
Behind the scenes, you and I have been, like, testing these out.
Yes, I've mainly been testing you, Creeper.
Yeah, which my knowledge of Disney songs, not so good. You're very good at it, though.
Depending on the Disney song, yeah.
I think that's why you're so famous as a singer at Hamo Station Hotel.
Maybe. I haven't.
A wide and broad music knowledge.
I've never done a Disney song at karaoke at Hamo Station before.
What?
Maybe I need to change that this weekend.
You should. You should. People come to watch.
Oh, maybe.
Because they can
see. I'll charge admission.
They can see your music passion. Nobody can beat Meg's music passion.
Maybe someone can, Creebo.
I
think the person we got on the phone could beat my music passion.
Oh, let's see. Who do we have here? It is Elise from Gillison Heights. Hello.
Hello. How you doing, guys?
Very well, thanks. Do you know your Disney pretty well?
I'd like to think I do. There's probably like a couple of those new ones that I haven't gotten around to seeing, but yeah, definitely a big fan of the old classics.
Oh, the classics are your thing. I think you might have this in the bag then, Elise.
All right, favorite Disney film of all time?
I have to go with The Lion King. Can't beat it.
Oh, see, I feel horrible. I've never seen it.
Oh, dear.
One day. Hopefully
worried.
You've seen the movie, though, that this song is from. You ready to snow your Disney song, Elise?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Let's do it.
Certain as the sun, rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, let's have a look.
Beauty and the Beast.
Hey, congratulations, Elise.
I think
that's awesome.
Elise was better than the original.
I think so, actually. Oh. A bit of inflection on that. I love it. Well done, Elise. You're heading to Disney on Ice Into the Magic.
Awesome. That's so awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
You got a couple of kids you're taking along?
I've got a 1-year-old,
I'm
sure he'll love it.
For
sure. Or he'll sleep through it, one of them.
You know what? And you'll be singing along to every single Disney song.
Exactly right.
Living your best life. Congratulations, Elise. We're going to play Snow Your Disney Song tomorrow as well.
Yeah, that's right. All this week.
Yeah, family passes up for grabs all week.
Why would you want to be anywhere else?
No way.
Next, Meg, you brought up this little topic after the show. We were having like a behind-the-scenes chat on this. Of course, there's all of the climate protests that have been happening down in Sydney recently.
Yeah, the big one on Monday, I think it was.
Yeah, over the Harbour Bridge, Harbour Tunnel, that sort of situation. Causes a lot of chaos, traffic chaos, etc. And the police were requesting for people to, like, dob in people they'd seen in the footage.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Because, of
course,
everything is videoed now.
Oh,
right?
Everything.
Every single thing's videoed. So they're saying, hey, dob someone in if you see them and you recognise them.
Mm.
And we got that to sort of having this chat behind the scenes, and we'll get into it more in a minute. If you saw somebody you knew involved in this, would you dob them in?
Oh, it's a thinker, isn't it?
It is, because especially when it's climate change, you know, these people, whatever their, you know, methods or whatever, right or wrong, they do care about the future of the planet.
They do. That's the reason they're protesting.
Exactly.
All right, we'll get into it next.
The Novos.
Bit of a debate behind the scenes yesterday. Obviously, these Blockade Australia have been doing their, like, climate protests down in Sydney.
Yeah.
And they obviously did stuff on, like, the harbour tunnel type thing to try and, create a bit of traffic chaos in Sydney, which definitely happens because that is the key arterial, like, road between the two sides of Sydney, essentially.
It's to get their protest in the news.
Exactly.
Really, is
exactly
they're
doing. Right. Now, police at the moment are going through the CCTV footage and they've put, like, released a lot of the footage out because they're trying to, I guess, find out who these people were that were involved in some of these protests and try and ascertain if they've broken any laws.
Yeah.
And this came the question about whether you, if you saw somebody you knew in the footage, would you report them or dob them in, essentially?
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a tricky one because on the one hand, if they are breaking the law, they are breaking the law.
Yeah, well, it was an unauthorized protest.
Yeah.
That's the thing. This is where the police are coming in saying this is why they need to be arrested.
Yeah.
Because the protest was unauthorized.
Yeah. And that it's a bit of a tricky situation because what I don't like is when protesters put themselves or other people in danger, I guess, is the key.
Like, in particular, like with the coal loaders and all that kind of stuff.
The problem, yeah, exactly. The problem with that is if they fall off the train or something and die, it's the poor train driver that's stuck with that.
Yeah, they're dealing with the mental load of what's happened for the rest of their lives.
Exactly. So, like, that is definitely not the right way to go about it. There is no doubt that something needs to be done about climate change.
Oh, 100%.
And you know, there's so many endangered species in Australia, animals that are being wiped out and stuff, and that's part of what they're protesting about as well.
Yep.
And something needs to be done about that. But at the same time, like, it's got to be done in a safe way.
For a traffic protest of what they've done, you know what? I'm not the type of person who's going to dob on someone.
Yeah.
I can't, it's not in my nature to do it.
Yeah.
If I happen to see one of my mates down there who did it, obviously they've got their reasons for doing it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go to the police and double me. I don't think I'm that type of person.
Yeah, I think I'd tend to be with you on that one. It's so tricky though because, you know, they could have put somebody in danger there, like with the harbour tunnel and stuff, because it's so busy and, you know, it's traffic. It is chaos.
Y'all are so nice. I've got to bust in here because if I seen you two at a protest that was unauthorised, I would totally report you. 100%. Because it's so frustrating, like, go and prove your message in a responsible way.
Yeah.
You know, you got to think of all the kids that are trying to get to school or parents that are trying to get to work to put food on their table.
Yeah.
It just puts people out and it's annoying and it detracts from the message when you go and be a bit of a wank about it.
That's true, but I just can't see myself dobbing on a mate of mine because I saw him in a protest. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, but you're right, especially in Sydney, we don't, like in Newcastle, there isn't the level of, like, traffic chaos caused by something like this. If a road gets blocked here, you drive around another way. In Sydney, you don't have a choice and you could be hours late and it throws your whole day out.
How about we chuck it up on our Instagram story, the Novos _ on Instagram. We'll do a poll
on
the story, whether you would do this or not. We'll check in on that poll by the end of the show.
That's a great idea.
See what the listeners think.
Yeah, we'll throw it out there.
Yeah, we'll do it next.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
The fact that I said, I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you need to know.
The Novos. Local as New FM.
So yesterday, Meg, I had a bit of an interesting experience. So I was going out to meet up with someone to maybe buy some stuff for the shop.
Okay.
Crevo's on Clyde Street.
Hamilton North.
If you're after some antiques or Persian rugs.
Near the TAFE.
Exactly. Yeah, so I was sort of going out to meet this guy and it turned into like this full-on American Pickers type situation.
This is your dream, I think.
It's cool. It was pretty cool because normally I'm just buying furniture and maybe, like the Persian rugs and stuff.
Yeah.
It's more normal. Like you're going into people's houses maybe, how much for that type of thing. But this was more of like a shed, man cave type situation.
Oh, and you had the van and everything.
Had the van.
American Pickers? You're the Australian Picker.
That's right. So it was a little bit of a situation like that. I'll get into the details next and some of the cool finds I got in just a minute.
The Novos.
And it's Australian Pickers time.
It was certainly a bit of a situation like that. Normally I focus on like antique furniture and stuff.
Yeah.
But yesterday I had this opportunity to buy this really cool like old TUI sign. It's what they call a button sign. So it's like a big round metal metal sign that's got the old school logo on there.
So when you say buttons, does that mean it's got like the metal buttons that were used around the edges to attach
no,
it or something?
No, it's just the shape. Like, so okay. It's just a big round metal
okay,
sign.
I thought
right?
It meant it was like buttons plugged into a wall or something.
And I thought, oh, that'll look great in the shop, you know, trying to get a bit of that more man cave type stuff in the shop. So I go out to the beautiful Tanambit and I go meet this guy. He's the coolest old guy with this big snow white beard and the mustache. He's been a collector for years, not a big seller, you
know. Someone you see on American Pickers.
Once again, right? They always have a big snow white beard.
And a big shed full of stuff.
Exactly. So at first, of course, I had to, what they do as well, break the ice. Now, what that means is you got to pay up a bit more for the first item, more than you normally would, because that gets them feeling comfortable. Like, they're right, this guy's going to be fair and reasonable to deal with.
He's not ripping me off.
Exactly. It greases the wheels, if you will.
Yeah.
And we had only set up the deal for this one item, but then you've always got to ask, do you have anything else for sale like this? Because
you
never know what's in that big hidden away in the shed.
You're
right?
Not out into Nambit on a daily basis. You got to make the trip worthwhile.
Especially with petrol prices at the moment, right? So, and then, of course, out comes more of the beer signs. This is brilliant. So more of those button signs, which are cool. Obviously a big Tui's guy, because there's a fair few of those.
Yeah.
And then he had all these, like, sets of collectible beer cans. So that's like, back in the day, they used to, like, print all these different things on beer cans so people would collect them.
Yeah.
So they had, like, the animals of South Africa and stuff like that. And then they had, like, these retro, like, 80s Commonwealth Games ones with all the... It was cool because, like, it shows all the old uniforms.
Yeah.
Sports uniforms back then, very daggy.
Very daggy.
Very different.
But cool on a beer can.
Yeah, exactly. So they came out and then they had this amazing Tui sign. The whole sign is in the shape of a big beer can.
Oh, wow.
So that's really cool. Got my hands on that as well. And then the other thing was this very rare Tui's Newcastle stuff.
Wow.
Which has all of, like, the sights of Newcastle and the Hunter printed all over
that's
it.
That's sick.
Yeah, so a bit
that's
of local
so cool.
history as well. So, you know.
Picked that up?
Picked that up
so
as
that's,
well.
That's going to be. Shop. Yeah, it's going to be available at Kruger's and Clarkson.
Yeah, if
Hamilton
you're
North.
Into any of this stuff, come in. But it was just cool to have that whole, like, man cave buying experience.
Yeah.
With the old, like, wizard type guy with a big beard and his secret collection into Nambit. It was just brilliant.
Are you going to go back out there for another pick? Or
I don't know.
You got all the gold.
I got what I wanted from there. But the other cool thing is, he's hooked me up with other collectors and stuff. So
beautiful.
We're on the train now.
It was worth the trip to Nambit for sure.
And it's a nice little part of the world
out
there.
It's beautiful out there.
Had
hey.
Some lunch at the Vietnamese just in Maitland there. Love it.
Beautiful. Living your best life.
Definitely.
Getting all your stock for the store, Vietnamese.
What more do you want in life?
Freebird's a very happy man. Yeah. Hey, birthday lotto's up next with $425. Bet you can go spend up big at Kruger.
If you want, or wherever you want.
What month are we looking for? Great.
All right, just spun the wheel, and it has come up as May.
May, awesome. If you're born in May and you want to win the cash, 13, 10, and 9, we are doing it next.
You just made my day.
Yeah, it's money mania here at New FM right now, $425.
Very easy to win. All you got to do is be born in the month of May to score the cash, $425, as you just said, Crebo. Big cash.
Should we meet our contestants?
I think we should. Let's go to Kerry in Rayworth, accounts officer, mum of two teenage boys. It's very hectic. Hey, Kerry.
Good morning.
Okay, hectic. What does the morning look like with two teenage boys?
Well, one of them does work a casual job, so sometimes he does afternoon shift, so that's not too bad. And the other one, he's really good getting ready for school. He's my best one for getting himself organised, put it that way.
Oh, good. And you're not going to tell him at all if you win $425, are you? You're going to keep that for yourself and treat yourself, right?
Well, of course, but I've got one sitting here shaking his head at me, so this is already heard.
Nah, no good.
All right, let's spin these birthday balls for you, Kerry. Hopefully we can
Thank
get you
me.
This cash. Fingers
awesome.
Crossed.
Good luck.
Thanks so much. Thank
all right,
you.
Kreeber, do you want to grab it this time?
Yeah, I'll
Normally
do
it's
it.
Me.
I'll
okay.
do it. I'm feeling good. Were you
okay.
born... On the 3rd of May.
I was born on the 3rd of May.
Yes! Woo! But Creamer, you tend to do this all the time.
What can I say?
Great job.
I've got the magic fingers,
he
if
does.
You will.
$425, Kerry.
He's so exciting, I can't believe. Yes, I was born on the 3rd of May.
How brilliant.
So good. Well, cash coming your way. How good.
Yeah, there it is.
That means it resets to $250 before 9 o'clock this morning. Oh, we love making big cash winners here on UFM.
I know. There's just money everywhere. It's the only place you can get it all the time.
Speaking of cash, though, Cash Tracks kicks off for another day.
Yep.
On the other side of this, every track with $105. We're going to play the first one after your live and local news update with Jess. Doing it next. The Novos.
So Ben Affleck's son, 10 years of age, already had his first car accident, backed a Lamborghini into a white BMW.
Oh, not ideal, buddy. Oh, not ideal.
God, what was that kid doing at the wheel?
Obviously
just sat in the car, you know, and yeah, knocked it out of.
Do you think Ben Affleck would have been angry? Like, he's got the money to fix the Lambo and the BMW. That would have been insured,
true.
But, like, the what do you call it, the premium on that?
Oh, yeah. Oh. It would be very expensive, yeah. But obviously not so big an effect. So we're asking if you've got stories on what happened when kids drove the car. I have a story from when I visited my friend's farm out near, like, Willow Tree kind of area,
yeah.
So out towards Tamworth. Big farm. They had lots of, like, old paddock bashes and stuff.
Mm.
And we were driving this, 1950s, 60s old four-wheel drive thing.
How old were you at the time?
Oh, we would have been 14 or 13 or something.
So you
I don't
didn't
know.
Even have your L's at this point. Go
no,
on.
No, anyway, yeah, but on the farm, like,
yeah.
They don't care. No one cared. And we took it out because we used to take it out to go fishing, like,
yep.
Just on the farm. And, of course, we went back too late because we always stay out, you know, as long as possible trying to catch fish or whatever we're up to, antics on the farm. And we ended up driving back. Oh, my friend was like, oh, let's go through this shortcut. Right, shorter way through.
When your mate says, I've got a shortcut, never believe him. It's never a shortcut, ever.
Well, we ended up driving over this, like, fallen down wire fence, and the wire got wrapped around the diff under the car and was, like, you know, just grinds the car to a halt. It's getting dark at this point, and out there there's so many, like, thistles and, like, burrs and stuff, so we're lying under the car with pliers trying to unwrap
God.
The wire. Eventually, like, probably an hour after, of course his mum was, like, worried sick about us. No, before, no one had phones and stuff back then.
This is the 90s.
Exactly. So there we are under this car in the dark, in the thistles, trying to unwrap it, hands covered in grease. We finally rolled back in, like, 8 o'clock at night. The mum was like, where have you been,
where
you two little rapscallions? You're more worried about that than any damage to the car.
Oh, it's just what mum says to you.
Exactly.
You missed dinner. How dare you?
Oh, big trouble.
Dinner was on the table at 6 p.m. and you weren't through the door.
Oh,
how dare you, Crevo?
I know. But look, I guess that's the antics of growing up on farm life.
Were you ever allowed to drive another car after that until you got your license?
Daytime only.
Oh, no nighttime.
No nighttime.
No, I'm just thinking because you were saying, like, a 1950s car. Where I thought you were going with this story was more of the deal of maybe the headlights didn't work and it was getting dark or
headlights
something. But
were
this
fine.
Is like 10 times worse.
Yeah, oh, it was, yeah, whole drama. We'll never
Don't
live that
do
down. We're always
Don't
in trouble.
It. Well, at least it wasn't a Lambo.
Oh, that's
like
true.
Ben Affleck's son. Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
Meghan Markle hitting back at her pest sister. And
yeah.
Also, too, I've got a little sneak peek of Hocus Pocus 2.
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
Really?
Yeah, it's Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, right, of course.
The Novos.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Okay, Jackson, I'm keen. Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
Hit me.
So this is supposed to drop on Disney Plus in late September. So we've still got to wait a while, but we've been given some promo posters and also to a very quick teaser trailer. Here it is. Take a listen.
Lock up your children! Yes, Salem, we're back!
Hey, it's the Sanderson sisters.
I bet you're looking for the stage.
Always.
Now, a lot of people
it sounds
are
so Disney.
Excited about this. I've actually never seen Hocus Pocus to begin with, and I feel like I should catch up because I did watch the trailer and I thought, this actually looks very good.
A little bit creepy. It is definitely up your alley.
Yeah, well, it's apparently supposed to blow people away.
Oh, really?
You know, it's one of those sequels that they're saying is not going to be bad. It's going to be just up everyone's alley.
Look, I don't think it's my thing. I might give it a watch.
Well, have you seen the first one?
No.
No. Okay.
This is like a lot of people with Top Gun.
Oh, well, yeah. I've never seen Top Gun to begin with either.
There you go.
But I didn't realise that Bette Midler was in it.
Oh, okay.
So
Hocus Pocus.
Did that change your mind, Jackson?
I do like her.
There you go.
Something about her, you know?
Well, Sarah Jessica Parker's in it. That's the reason I'm watching it, let's be real.
True. God, that's a long way away from New York City and, you know.
Isn't it? What?
I know. See, but you know, I'm quite creepy, obsessed with Halloween. Mixed Sex in the City and Halloween. What do you get? Hocus Pocus, baby.
Would you say she's moving on to greener pastures?
Maybe.
Absolutely not. You leave it right there.
Let's go to the courtroom. Gotta fire up my Judge Judy music.
Oh, good.
Yes, Meghan Markle in court with her sister Samantha Markle. There's a defamation case going on, so it's basically Samantha who's a pest. Remember when she tried to crash the palace and she's like,
right.
Oh, they didn't let me in. Mate, you didn't have an appointment. You can't just show up there and speak to the Queen. So she is suing her sister, a strange sister, Meghan Markle, for defamation because of the remarks that Meghan Markle made about their childhood. Oh, we weren't close, etc., etc. So the court state, we do not empanel juries to rule whether two people are close or whether they genuinely feel they grew up as an only child. Courts do not are not required and are not equipped to adjudicate the legitimacy of a person's feelings from their childhood or their relationships, nor should they be. You know what? Samantha Markle fighting a losing battle here. What is it with the Markle family? I completely understand her not wanting to be a part of that. Remember her dad selling those photos to the Paps?
Well, I think all it is every time they come out into the media and do something, they get a paid interview some capacity.
That's right. And the lesson we got to learn here is there's certain places that you need a appointments. Doctors, dentists, and the palace. Now, you can't get into any of them without an appointment.
I'm on Meghan's side here, but do you think this is a little bit petty? They asked the courts to dismiss the case and have received an attorney fee for costs with the connection of the case to be covered by Samantha Markle. Now, wouldn't you just be like, let's dismiss and Samantha Markle doesn't have to pay for my court costs?
Make her pay.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Meghan Crevo.
Do not mix this with alcohol, and what do they do? Jager Bomb.
De Novos.
Real big bowl of cereal you have in there, Meg.
Local as New FM.
And, of course, straight after us, 105 minutes commercial free with producer Jackson.
I'm so excited because I've not heard Kevin Little in so long.
I'm shaking my hips.
Oh, my God. Isn't it good? Crevo, so good. Are you shaking your hips
Always. Of course
you are. I can see it in my mind. Gaga, Rain On Me. Could it be raining cash on you? Could this be a cash track?
Maybe. I was going to say, Crevo was a belly dancer in a past life, given those moves.
That's what I'm all about, belly dancing.
That's how you got yourself through uni, right?
Hip movement. Yeah. Big, real big tips.
David Guetta, Becky Hill as well.
Big tip energy.
Oh, you know that, Meg. You know that.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music coming up after 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, that's right. Up next, though, something very exciting. We are chatting to Matt Croker from Newcastle Night.
This is exciting.
A.k.a. Matty Croaks.
Oh, I love that. I love a good nickname.
Look, it's awesome. We're going to have a chat to him, find out everything that's happening going forward. We're so pumped up for this.
Yeah, we've been here for Brain Counts around this weekend.
It's all happening.
All right, we'll do it next.
The Novos.
Man, Ponga. Good. Ponga's kicked through the line and sits up beautifully. Matthew Croker. Matty Croker scores Newcastle's second try.
Punch the air.
Megan Crevo. Catching up with special guest Matt Croker.
New FM.
Oh, Mr. Croker, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. It's great to hear your voice. We're just so excited for what's coming up.
Oh, we've got a stack load of Knights home games to look forward to in the next couple of weeks. First of all, you were a landscaper, weren't you, before you signed with the Knights?
Yeah, I was. I was a I was a landscaper out at Cessna.
I was going to say, what's the difference? Like the difference between the excitement levels going to work to be a landscaper and come play for the night?
Well, I'll tell you what, the mornings are a bit longer.
I can imagine.
Yeah, and maybe a bit of a different smoko as well, like less dare iced coffees.
Yeah, you can't be eating meat pies at the Centre of Excellence in Newcastle.
No, you can't. What was the feeling like when you signed that contract with the Knights and you got to give up that landscaping gig?
Oh, it was a real rewarding sort of moment, I guess. And I knew I had to work pretty hard going back to being part-time and doing a landscaping gig and then training in the Arvos. And I knew I had to work really hard then to get a contract, and it was a real rewarding time, and it was really special. Rewarding is probably the word that comes to me head the most.
I love that.
Yeah,
like, long days, long rewards, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, was it an easy decision to sign on for the next season full time as well?
Oh yeah, yeah. It was very simple once I got the offer. I was pretty much going to sign it straight away. I didn't really bother trying to look around at other clubs. I wanted to stay in Newcastle and keep playing for the Knights. So I really do love the city.
Yeah.
And I love the club. So, it was a pretty simple decision for me.
Well, it's clear because Newey loves the Knights. Win or lose, we've got you back 100%. Heading into the next couple of home games, how are you feeling? You nervous?
I'd say more excited.
Yeah.
Nerves are always a part of it, but I'm excited to have these. I think it might be four out of the next five that we're playing at home. So,
yeah, very exciting. Yeah. Oh, I know the people in Newey are very excited about this, for sure.
So we are as well. And, it's always a good challenge playing at home because we know the fans are always going to turn up, like they always do. So it's a good opportunity to put a good performance in.
Yeah, the energy in this city for the Knights is always incredible.
Especially at those home games.
Yeah, that's it. Now, this weekend's game is, of course, the Beanies for Brain Cancer Round, supporting the Mark Hughes Foundation. What does that mean for you and the team?
Oh, it means a lot. Hughesy's one of our own, and anyone who knows Hughesy or ever spoken to him can just feel that he's such a great bloke, So when it's a good opportunity to get behind him, everyone rallies, and it's not just the Knights, it's the whole NRL community that get behind him, and he's fighting a battle every single day that's never been beaten. So we're just going out there to play footy for 80 minutes. So to put that in perspective, every day's a win for him, I guess.
Well, good luck for this weekend. You're playing Friday, 6 p.m. at McDonald Jones Stadium. Wishing you all the best of luck.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me on today.
No worries. Thank you. Matty Croker from the Newcastle Knights. How good.
What an absolute legend he is.
And it is Beanies for Brain Cancer Round. Get behind it. Pretty sure you can buy the beanies from Lowe's.
Lowe's or online. Either way.
Just get behind
There's
it.
There's no excuse. Yeah.
Great. We've got our beanies as well, actually.
Exactly.
Ready to go. Very keen. Hey, birthday lotto's up next. Crevo, what month are we looking for?
All right. I've just spun the wheel and it has come up as October.
Okay. The Novos.
Try not to look, but the guy in finance has gone crazy.
With only Novocastrian winners.
Are you serious? You cannot be serious.
It's your chance at a stack of cash.
Megan Krillos.
Thank you so much.
Birthday lotto.
You just made my day.
Okay, we've already had this go off once this morning for $425 to Kerry.
Born on the 3rd of May.
I was born on the 3rd of May.
Yes! Oh, but Creamer, you tend to do this all the time.
What can I say?
Great job.
Magic fingers, if you will.
Crevo, how good was that?
Oh, I loved it.
Kerry deserved that $425.
Oh, no doubt.
It has reset, though, to $250 for someone who is born in the month of October.
Yeah, that's right. Let's meet Michelle from Ellalong. She's a disability carer, loves the Knights, and says she loves her bingo as well. Needs the money to put towards Rego. Always an expensive and annoying bill, Rego, isn't it?
Hey, Michelle, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, there she is. Okay, I have to ask, where do you play bingo? Because I haven't played bingo in years.
Either at the East Chestnut Bowling Club or Western Workers.
I love that. I might have to come out there and play a game of bingo with you. I like that idea. All right, let's get you some cash. We can go halves on a couple of bingo cards.
Oh, right? Good luck.
I like these. Let's spin these birthday balls.
Round and round they go.
Oh, can we make it 2 from 2, Crevo?
I don't know.
Let's
only one
do
way
it,
to
hopefully.
Find out.
Hey, Michelle, were you born on the 29th of October?
Oh my God, no, the 30th.
Oh, so close. Oh my God, could
achingly
you imagine?
Achingly close.
Oh, that means it is 275 tomorrow.
Yes,
that's a lot of good luck, people. My
yeah,
God.
Good luck indeed. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about if you would dob in one of the Blockade Australia protesters.
Yeah.
A lot of them have been happening down in Sydney. Police have been asking people, look through the CCTV, you know.
If you know someone, dob them in.
Dob them in. So we put this on our Instagram as a story.
At the Novos underscore.
Of course. Come check us out. 67% said yes, 33% said no.
Wow, so 67% of people are saying, yeah, I'd dob them in for sure.
Best friend, mother, wouldn't
mind. Wow. There you go. We'll keep an eye on that throughout the day as well.
Definitely.
Hey, 105 minutes commercial free. Up next with Jackson.
Good to see common sense prevailing.
You're on that side. You're part of that. Yeah, there's your vote there.
Yeah. Miley,
beautiful.
On the way.
Very good.
Could this be a track to get you $105?
Oh, there's a possibility.
Cash tracks right across the workday. This is coming up. Also, oh my God, I love this so much, 9 days.
Yes, love it. Yes. Newcastle's only blog of ad-free music kicking off for you next. Have a great Wednesday. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya.